So, speaking of climate change, what do you think are three things that we can do to try and personally help climate change, well, prevent climate change in our lives? What do you think?
Obviously, the big concern with climate change is the carbon emissions. So that would lead me to look at my usage of fuel, because that's a huge source of carbon emissions. So probably I'd say at number one, reduce my car usage or transport usage. I don't personally have a car, and I always take the bus to work.
It's a good start then, isn't it?
It's not a. I'm not doing it for in trying to reduce the effects of carbon, but it's just that. Secondly, I think trying to source your food locally, I think that would be a huge help too, because it'd reduce the the transportation of food. And I think in reality, I think we could produce a lot of what we need locally. I don't think we should be eating strawberries in the middle of winter. I don't think we should be. I think we should try and eat seasonally as well. What's available to us. But we've become so used to being able to get what we want when we want it, and it's having a huge, impact on our environment. So, how about you, Amy? Do you have any ideas about how we could perhaps challenge, how we could perhaps address the problem?
It's interesting you mentioned about the carbon emissions. Obviously, it's really important to reduce those, and I do have a car, and I need it. I need it to get places, as most people do. And currently, I also live really, really far away from where I was born and raised. So to travel to see my family, I need to take long haul air flights, and I guess reducing those, it's the flights I think that contribute more towards carbon emissions than perhaps driving my car. So it's about making that balance, I think. Seeing your family versus being green, I think. But it was an interesting point you said about also sourcing our food. I think that's something that we can definitely do. I agree with that. Locally sourced food, I think, will help reduce carbon emissions. Small things as well, like if we're going food shopping, if we have to go food shopping, then, taking your own bags, stop using all the excess packaging, things like that. Where I live right now is a country that uses a lot of packaging, and it makes me sad. I think the first thing I learned to say in the language of that country was, "I don't need that bag, thank you." So, I mean, it's a very, very small step, but I think if everybody tried to do it a bit more, it would help in a small way.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I try to. It drives me crazy how much plastic we use. And if you think about how much energy is going into producing that plastic, I mean, people talk about cars and stuff, but this production of plastic. I mean, I had a banana the other day, and it was wrapped in plastic.
Oh
A banana. I mean,
no.
it's perfectly wrapped by nature.
Yeah, it is.
Yet they felt some reason to put it in plastic. I couldn't believe it. I almost wanted to. I had to, almost had to laugh hysterically or cry. It's a lot of it's crazy.